And if it's Monday morning, that means we're talking with Crane's Detroit Business this morning, the managing editor, Mike Lee. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I am excellent, thank you. First Mackinac Policy Conference in 28 months. I think Sandy Barua and his team did a very good job getting us back into that thing. And Kelly Root, in fact, covered the assembly, if you will. Tell us your thoughts.
It was an interesting several days at Mackinac at the Grand Hotel there. Last week was sort of the week of events in Detroit. Mackinac came back. Motorbella took place, drew some nice crowds over the weekend. Our own Detroit homecoming happened Thursday through Saturday. Electricity was Friday night, so it was a week of events making comebacks, and we apparently decided to hold them all at once.
Yes, I didn't even realize. We've in the past been a very big part of homecoming. I can't believe it has come and gone.
It coincided with all these other events, so that's where we are. It was a great weekend for the expats too. At Mackinac, it was interesting. It was a little smaller than usual. They drew a little over 1,000 attendees to the Grand Hotel. You saw some masks, some not. Kelly Root wrote about the importance of connections. Really, the first time so many people got face to face contact in so long. And that's sort of the importance of the conference. It's a place where you can access other powerful people. Let's put it that way, and make those connections.
Uh-huh.
But it was an interesting conference. Casey Crane spoke with Wright Lassiter, who was the CEO of Henry Ford, who was the chair of the conference. He talked at length about leading a health system and the process that they went through with the chamber to try and put on a safe Mackinac conference. One of the more interesting things to me in Lassiter's talk was his view of the vaccination mandate. Henry Ford did a survey of employees after they came down with the vaccination mandate. They were one of the very first companies locally to issue one of those.
Right.
He said they told him, you know, you didn't ask what we thought. And he said, you know, as a leader, that was sort of by design, that you don't want to ask what people think if you've already made the decision on what you're going to do, which with the vaccination mandate, they really already had.
You know, Kelly
so
reminds
that was
us.
Fascinating.
Yeah, I thought so. That was pretty fascinating, too. That was a big dinner, a who's who dinner, kind of like the dinners we've experienced from Crane's and Automotive News around the world at what we don't have anymore, the traditional old auto show. So it'll be fascinating to see what replaces them. Will it be the Motorbellas of the world or what? We don't know. We'll see. But I like Kelly Root's comment because it struck me, too. There were bowls of rubber bracelets that invited attendees to signal their level of comfort with contact. There was a green one, that's hugs, handshakes, everything okay. A yellow one, fist or elbow bumps, please. And then red, as she puts it, back off, buddy. So I couldn't help myself. I wore a green one and a red one just to keep fellow attendees on their toes.
Just to confuse people. I can respect that.
Yeah. So the homecoming came and went. I know you're going to cover it, complete coverage, in the next week's Crane's Detroit Business, cranesdetroit.com. You can find all this information. But how did it go?
This was the eighth homecoming. Drew a nice crowd of expats. For those who don't know, Detroit Homecoming invites back people who were born or grew up in Metro Detroit and have found success in other cities to come back, re-engage with their hometown, potentially invest in their hometown. This is the eighth edition of Homecoming. They returned in person for the first time in 2 years. It was a virtual event last year. They got a pretty good show. We had speakers included Ford CEO Jim Farley, Gene Sperling, who's an Ann Arbor native, who is leading President Biden's COVID relief fund rollout. Detroit Lions owner Sheila Ford Hamp, many others. They also took tours, got rides in the Ford Mach-E Mustang electric sports car rockets, got to see D'Electricity downtown, downtown really decked out in its finery. They got a tour of Michigan Central Station, so it was a return to form for homecoming, I would say.
Very cool. And you mentioned Gene Sperling from Ann Arbor. He is a true Washington survivor. I don't know, Ann, if you're monitoring right now. We first spoke to Gene Sperling years and years ago in one of his earliest positions in Washington.
You're right,
I can't even remember for which administration, but it was a long time ago, and
yes.
He's still there, right, Ann?
Yes.
He served in the Clinton administration and the Obama administration. I think he's the only person to be in the senior economic advisor to two different presidents. He's definitely, a consummate Washington survivor. I agree with that.
There's a point in the current issue of Crain's Detroit Business or cranesdetroit.com that I find almost incredible or impossible to believe. And that is, you, Mike Lee, Crain's Detroit Business Managing Editor, just in the last few days, actually got your first COVID test? Did I read that correctly? Is that possible?
That is correct. I came back. I have not had so much as a sniffle over the last 2 years, and I came back from the Mackinac Conference with a little bit of a head cold, felt like an ear infection, and I thought just to be safe, I would go get tested. I do not have COVID, and I'm feeling better now than I was on Saturday. But I absolutely did. They shoved the stick back into my brain and gave me a headache. But the news was good. So
well, yeah. I'm happy to hear that. I just can't believe that was your first COVID test after almost 2 years. Most of us got used to having them stick that stick up into our nose, into our brain. And mine came out my right ear. It was weird. But anyway, so I'm glad you're okay. And don't blame you. Once you get a cold anymore, you automatically wonder about COVID. I understand that. I actually got a booster shot with the newspaper under my arm that said, booster shots are coming soon. I already got it. I mean, I walked in and out of the place. And then I opened the newspaper and said, wait a minute, soon to be approved by the FDA. Just got one. We got to go. Thank you so much, Mike. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Paul.
Mike Lee, Crain's Detroit Business Managing Editor. It is, as they used to say, chock full. I don't even know what that means, but chock full of information. I know it means it's worth picking up or certainly going online to cranesdetroit.com. It's a Monday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.